5B. Listening and speaking. Listening.
When Amy Treadway entered her house one evening, she encountered an awful scene. Broken lamps, papers all over the floor, torn sofas, and the kitchen cupboards open with cans and bags of food thrown on the floor. The first thought that came to her mind was burglary. She ran quickly to the phone and called the police. Detective Alan Keyes was soon at the scene of the crime. He was wearing a large tan trench coat with a missing button and old worn-out brown shoes. Despite his appearance, he had sharp eyes which moved across the room, taking in everything in a single look.
So, Miss Treadway, you say that the door was locked when you came home. Did the key turn easily in the door? Was there any difficulty in opening it?
Well, Mr. Keyes, I didn't notice anything at first. The door opened as it has in the past 3 years since I moved here.
And the outside windows seem to be intact, unbroken, you say? Do you keep your windows open or unlocked when you leave home?
No, never. In fact, the windows are set on an alarm system. If they're broken or open, the alarm will be set off.
Have you ever given your house key to anyone? A friend, your parents, brothers or sisters?
Well, my parents do have a key. But then again, they live in London. Other than that, I haven't given my key to anyone. Unless someone stole the key from my parents, made a copy and then returned here to Newcastle, I can't imagine how anyone could have got the key.
Nor I, Miss Treadway. So it would seem then that we either have an incredible thief who is able to pick a lock without leaving a mark, or, Miss Treadway, we're facing something much more evil.
Like what?
The door. Is it on the same alarm system as the windows?
Well, yes, of course it is.
And you haven't left this house since you returned home?
I've been here the entire time.
Then if the windows are intact and the door hasn't been opened, this could mean only one thing. The thief is still in the house.
Oh my goodness!
A sound is suddenly heard in the next room. A strange scratching. Alan Keyes places his hand on his gun and slowly makes his way to the door. He puts his finger to his lips as if to say, "Be very quiet." And in a flash he opens the door with a shout.
Gotcha!
And indeed, the clever detective had caught the culprit. In the next room, two small puppy eyes looked up at the detective fearfully.
Milo? I'm so sorry, detective, but when I saw the disaster here in my house, I completely forgot the most important piece of information. I just got Milo yesterday, and he must have got out of his room and caused this little mess around the house.
Indeed, this little mess. That would explain everything, wouldn't it?